you know, very...
They're not screeching right next to us like they were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're, you know, present. Like vocal presences that are beautiful and very close to Margaret's heart.
Yeah.
and also the sky has just an amazing...
glow
and a tapestry of clouds and deep night sky, and the moon, which is behind the tree line here, is like glowing incredibly brightly. It's near full, not quite full yet, but it's giving this glow to the backside of the clouds that make them feel like really the dimensionality and the three dimensionality of them feels really like visible and palpable, and it's really cool. And we've got a pretty good current in the river right now, and we have been brought all of the way from the start of our journey, really heavily guided by the one and only Suzanne Wielander, who left us today. And that's another big feature of the day, is that this was our last day with her consecutively. she will rejoin us, and we will have the benefit of her company and her knowledge, but we know that that this opportunity to spend these days with her has been like an incredible privilege for us all, because she's taught us so much and kept us safe, and also pushed us to learn things that we didn't know before.
Thank you Suzanne.
So that's my big that's kind of my big takeaway from today, is how grateful I am for the journey I've come on as a person on this trip, with the skills and also like just the fact of being here and starting on this journey that Suzanne has helped impart to me. So I will point positive, as she tells me.
What does that mean, actually?
Which means look where you're going. Look where you want to go. Point it where you want to go. Oh, yeah, but also, like, no, like, focus on where you want to go, like, with your eyes. Mm. And that's where you'll go. So, yeah, she was saying, like, that, like, if you can read the water, if you can, like, know, if you can, like, turn your attention to where you want to go. Turn your focus, turn your eye line to where you want to go, and keep that pointing towards where you want to go. Then that's a large part of what you're trying to do, which is the same as like with horses or whatever, you know. But it's a different thing to learn to like read and execute, and it's, you know, all of your patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time, you know. But but yes, I will continue to try. Good point, positive. And that's my main takeaway from today. Sarah?
Yeah.
Well,
other than bagged wine.
Thank you, Margaret. Picking up on that thread, my big lesson from Suzanne was also to point the boat where you want to go,
But yours was different. Yours was to keep paddling.
To keep paddling. Because, yeah.
She was specific in what she said.
I know. But she said, yeah. Anyway.
Keep paddling forward.
Keep paddling. Because I think I had a tendency to, like, when I got stuck, to, like, be a little...
Freeze.
Yeah, I froze. And
it's a natural response.
And so keep paddling. Just keep on going. So I'm going to work on that, Suzanne, I'll try to channel you as we keep paddling for the next many, many days.
38 days.
We should do some sort of countdown.
Well, we're 38 days.
Thing. No, we've only, oh, I guess it is 38. Yeah. That was 38. So, oh, we have 38 more.
We've done four.
Mm-hmm. So we have 37 more? I'm confused.
It's okay.
Yeah. So And I think today also is interesting because it's like the first day that we got a really late start, so we didn't actually make our goal of where we wanted to get to camp. And we were really excited about camping at the monastery, and people worked hard to try to get that campsite for us. So it's a little sad that we didn't make it there, but also just sort of recognizing time and that it and that sometimes things take longer. And all these shoals that Suzanne had to lead us down today, they just took time. And being able to pack that patience and have, or I guess take out that patience that you packed in your backpack, and be okay with things changing as they do. We had a big morning.
We didn't leave
into the afternoon. Yeah, we didn't leave till very late. And I think, I don't know about you guys, but I did not expect it to be this challenging of a
packing job.
Few miles.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Like, I thought it was going to be easy.
To me, the takeaway, if we're going deep and talking about, I didn't mean to take the phone away.
It can go back to her.
Was just the humility, the power of water, and water, how water is one of the strongest forces on earth. It can move mountains, literally. And as Sarah was saying, I had never done this section, and I knew Albert Shoals was something we'd have to portage around a good bit of it, but the part of Albert Shoals I've seen is kind of all I thought there was, and it just kept going and going and going. Beautiful.
Because you've seen it from the top or the bottom.
Terrifying. Where we portaged, that's a park, so I've seen all of that. But
you mean like the rest of the shoals all the way down?
Yeah, the shoals that continued for, whatever it was, couple navigable miles on the river.
Right.
They were all challenging, and part of that was because the water was low, which makes it even more challenging. So we would, so I think it was just a good humbling experience, and I don't know, I'm excited to dream about it. It's a challenge, you know?
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to hear what happens when you dream about it.
Hopefully I'll have better dreams tonight than last night.
That you could talk about.
I think, and this is also now the first night that we actually are camping without, with no support.
Right. All the weight.
We're carrying all of our weight. Our boats are heavier than we want them to be. So, what that means in terms of, for me, I felt in my boat, I said this yesterday, but I didn't get stuck yesterday, really. And today,
you didn't have your weight in your boat.
Yeah, I didn't have my weight in the boat. And also, that we didn't have as many rocks around yesterday. The boats feel delicate. They feel fast when we're in clear water, but they feel delicate. So I feel nervous about going over rocky things, but I think I've accepted that they're just going to get scratched up and that's okay. Yeah, it's been such a pleasure to just have Suzanne with us and trust whatever she tells us is the right thing. And she's sent us on our way now, and here we go. Hopefully, we know we don't have quite this kind of challenging terrain, except for maybe right after Leutjold's Dam, but...
It was an adventure. New boats with all the...
New boats, packed down gear... Lots of shoals.
Yeah.
Big day.
And we're on a beach right next to the water now.
And the highway. Yeah.
And the highway's there in the distance.
No, it's not, like, just, a four, it's not, not really, like a four lane highway.
It's not really in the distance.
It's a country road.
It's like really close. Yeah.
Margaret. But it's not ugly.
It's not ugly. No, it's a pretty bridge.
It was so beautiful today, you have to say.
Oh, God. No, this trip was so beautiful today.
It was just, there were rhododendrons.
It was idyllic, Yeah.
What did we see?
Well, we're camping right next to a water slide.
Birds.
And all of the frogs.
I didn't see any tires today, I don't think.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't think I did either.
We're out of the tire zone.
Maybe.
There might be tires.
Yeah, there's probably some logic behind it, but I can't explain it.
After the trash truck?
Mm. Nah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Margaret, do you have any other takeaways from today?
No, I think that's all I got.
That's a lot.
I made dinner, which was crackers and avocados with lemon pepper Mrs. Dash.
There was some tomato there too, right?
Yeah, a little tomato.
And we actually didn't talk about Suzanne's burritos that she served us for breakfast.
Those were delicious.
Those were
nice. Yeah, that gave me an allergic response.
Oh no.
It wasn't the burritos.
Oh,
yeah. Not the burritos.
Oh, yeah,
the burritos
were
great.
About your
this day had layers.
Lots of layers. So many layers, we will not go into them right now, but you know, it's like a 17 layer burrito. Yeah. Something for everybody. We're gonna sign off now, I think, unless anybody else has something to say from the other side of the shore of Lorraine Park in Rockdale County, Georgia.
Boom.
Day 4 of Atlanta to the Atlantic.
Complete.
Good night.
Oh wait, Portage. Oh, it's okay. Cool. I was gonna say portaging complete.
Portaging complete. Portage.
It was the big portage today. The big portage.
We did one.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
One of many, to be honest.
How is the dam going to be?
Oh, that's going to be a big portage.
Yeah, I think we'll have help, though. If we make it there on time. See you tomorrow.